Intuition is there for all people, but not all people use their intuition. Intuition develops with spiritual practice. As you silence the mind, you still the outer thoughts. In the quietness and stillness, your intuition grows. When your intuition grows, your sensitivity to your feelings, your empathy for others, your ability to sense things around you, the feeling, the energies, the thoughts of animals, the minds of plants, and the minds of people. The ability to feel the existence of others grows in magnitude. And also the ability to not only empathize and feel, but the ability to know certain things. Maybe you know who calls on the telephone before you answer the phone. Maybe you know that someone's going to come and visit you, and then they show up. Synchronicities in life grow when intuition develops. Intuition is not a goal in itself, and occult abilities can become a distraction from real spirituality, which is realizing your eternal connection to the divine. Anything that builds the ego, you think, oh, I have such and such powers or abilities, they become a distraction from the simple truth of your own being, from the love of your heart for the infinite, and your unity with that eternal whole. But intuition has a strong place, and it naturally comes as you do meditation. Because the layer, it is the higher layer of the ordinary mind of Manomaya Kosha. In Anomaya Kosha, that's the food body, the physical body. In Kamamaya Kosha is the desire mind, all of the thoughts and feelings and desires that run through the mind. Anything you want to do, you have to activate the Kamamaya Kosha to get the thought, I want to do such and such, and then you do it. I want to have an ice cream cone, then you get the ice cream cone. I want to go for a walk, then you go out and walk. So these are the desires of Kamamaya Kosha. Manomaya Kosha handles the rational mind and your thinking, your ability to know and to logically deduct. All the thoughts in the mind happen in Manomaya Kosha. But at the top of those, that and all the ordinary dreams occur in Manomaya Kosha. But then Atimanas Kosha, just above Manomaya Kosha, is the beginning of the intuitive mind. And in that layer of mind, you have prophetic dreams. You dream of your connection to a divine source. You have visions of the future or of divine guidance can come to you. You get intuitions about people, animals, plants. You know things. When this layer of the mind is activated, many subtle senses come into existence that are not based merely on physical knowledge. Knowing what will happen, knowing who is about to be there, knowing, many knowings come.
Bueno, apaga eso. Leo, apaga ese cabrón.
Yeah, and so this layer of the intuitive mind is developed naturally as you grow in your meditation. It happens naturally for some people if you have developed it in a past life. But then as you develop in meditation, this intuitive mind grows in magnitude. It is a natural outcome. And as long as it is used merely to enhance your sensitivity and your ability to serve living beings, it is very good. If it is used for the purpose of developing your ego, it becomes a stumbling block to your spiritual life. But if it is used to help others, then it can be very good. Or simply, it is not used at all. It is just a natural part of your expanded sensory experience that does not rely on the physical senses only, but receives information from extraordinary senses. So this intuitive mind development is a part and parcel, a natural outcome of deep meditation. And with it, there can be the development of wisdom. Then slowly as mind grows in magnitude, there is more and more understanding of the divine unitary nature of being. And the intuitions become not your own, but from that cosmic source. So this intuition and abilities of mind are not to be sought after as psychic powers. That is a lesser development than developing your connection to the divine. But as you develop that connection, as you move into the silence, as you move into unconditional love, it is natural. Natural that you should open these higher levels of experience. It is like having senses beyond the ordinary, beyond the ears and the eyes. There are senses that you have. And it expands the world to make it more complete. It's a natural expansion that comes as your mind becomes more refined, more subtle. You learn to hear beyond ordinary sound, to see beyond ordinary sight, to know beyond ordinary information. Because there is a full spectrum of a perceptual field available to you because of your connection to the cosmic whole. And it can be a great blessing in your life. All right? Namaskar.